there's a certain magic that music has. Somehow when you set the tone and listen to a song, you can figure out so much. It sets the mood so perfectly. Think about some of the things that we read in the Torah. Listen to Megillat Eicha. There's something so hauntingly beautiful about it. But you know right away the struggle, the pain, the suffering that Yirmiyahu expresses on behalf of the Jewish people. And when you read Shir HaShirim, there's a certain triumphant tone to it. You can see that throughout the entire Torah. We don't read the Torah, we chant the Torah. As Jewish people, we don't read Gemara. We don't just learn Gemara, but we sing Gemara. What is the purpose of singing it? Why is it that that's the nature of the Torah? And the truth is that we're told in this week's parsha that it's a shira, shira hazos. This song, the song of the Torah. Why is the Torah a song? I'll share with you a beautiful idea by Rabbi Jonathan Sacks. Rabbi Sacks says that years ago, he went in and saw a masterful lesson taught by a teacher. The teacher gave the kids a piece of paper and they crafted a model of the Beit HaMikdash. And the teacher said to the students, "What have you made?" And the students all answered, "We have made the Beis HaMikdash." The teacher then continued by singing a song and teaching the students the song of the Beit HaMikdash, a song describing the Beit HaMikdash. And then when it was over, the teacher did something really, really, really remarkable. The teacher ripped up the model of the Beit HaMikdash. And then afterwards, took the tape, an audio cassette, and ripped the film, the tape, the thread out of it. And the students all gasped, "How could it be? Our teacher destroyed our work." The teacher asked the students, "What is left of the Beit HaMikdash, your art project?" And the students said, "There's nothing left. We don't have it anymore. It's gone." The teacher then said, "But what is left of your song? Can I take away your song?" And the students all answered, no, because the song is contained within us. It'll never be forgotten. That's the message of the Torah. Why is it that the Torah is a song? Because you could destroy everything. You could destroy the Mikdash. You could destroy the land. You could even destroy the people. The song of Torah is eternal. The song of Torah can never be destroyed. And the song of Torah can never disappear. That's the message. And that's really what sustained the Jewish people for thousands of years. You could destroy every bit of the Jewish people, but you could never destroy the Torah. And it is the Torah, it is that song that sustains and gives life to the Jewish people. As we said a couple weeks ago in the long Thursday night shiur, Ein Shi'ur Rak HaTorah HaZos. There are generations that say there is truly nothing left for us but the Torah. That's what the Torah does. The famous Gemara of the destruction of one of the great sages of the Mishnah. And as he's burning, his students say, "Rabbi, Rabbi, what do you see?" And he says, "My students, I see that the parchment is burning, but the letters are floating in the air." Yes, it's true. You could destroy the Torah's physical trappings, but the words are there, and they'll never go anywhere. And that is truly what sustains us as the Jewish people.